In the morning, Gitmo Nation. Thank you for joining me again. My name is Sir Craig Jones, and I am with Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Yo, Craig.
So, we have stories galore for this week, so let's get started. We had a terrible, terrible jobs report come out, and Obama's really getting shafted in this because it's not good for him. 9.2% unemployment. Chemslave, this is bad. This is very, very bad.
Yes, it is, especially as these are government numbers, and probably the real unemployment is probably closer to 20-some percent.
That's right. But this comes at a very bad time, because, Chemslave, as you know, we are coming up to a deadline. And if you trust some people, like Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, this is apocalypse. August 2nd is when the credit of the United States runs out. Our credit card will be chopped up on August the 2nd if Congress does not authorize a higher threshold. And there's a lot of debate as to whether or not it would really be the apocalypse that the Obama administration makes it out to be. But one thing is clear, that he is having a hard time getting a debt ceiling raise past the Republicans in the House. The Republicans are demanding concessions over spending, and they're demanding no new taxes. And this is the crux of the issue, Chemslave, because Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat leader in the House, has been pushing for tax increases. Not only has she been pushing for tax increases, she wants to separate in the House the bill for raising the debt ceiling and for eliminating the debt. Now, the problem with that is that she is totally out of touch. She proposed to a meeting with the president and the leaders in Congress, the Senate minority and majority leader, the Speaker of the House, the minority majority leader in the House. She proposed to all of them, hey, let's just split this up. And Obama turned to her and said, Nancy, that ship has left the station. Now, it was a shock to everybody in the room, because this is a seasoned politician, Nancy Pelosi is, and she had no idea. She had absolutely no idea that that was just a stupid thing to say. That's like an infantile thing to say, because that would never, 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 never fly in the House. Never. And Boehner already, Speaker of the House John Boehner, is already going to have to get the conservatives in his caucus, the Tea Party conservatives, to agree to this. So they're not going to agree if there isn't clear debt reduction. She doesn't seem to get that. And it seems to me that Obama is perpetrating a war against Nancy Pelosi, because you find out about this this altercation between them in Time Magazine. Time Magazine, Chemslave, is one of the most leftist papers, shill papers in the country. It is total Ministry of Truth material, and it's unusual to see anything bad about a high-ranking Democrat in the pages of Time Magazine. And this article was a hit piece against Nancy Pelosi. There's a lot of resentment, I believe, because Nancy Pelosi chose to stay on in the House after the midterm elections when she lost big time. And I think her chickens are coming home to roost. What do you think?
Yeah, that's this whole economy and everything is going awry right now. I was reading something about, like, the U.S. Navy is now going to be firing low-ranking officers to help rein in spending. They plan to let go of 3,000 sailors. And the Pentagon is also saying that by, like, 2015, they plan to cut its ranks by 22,000 people. That's going to be more job searchers on the market. And it's pretty much going to be bad news for people trying to get any type of state job, because veterans normally get preferential treatment in those situations, while I don't say that's a bad thing, the other people that have been unemployed for so long are going to get, like, screwed. Because I have, like, a little anecdotal thing about that. The organization that I'm working for right now, they were trying to fill in a new spot for a chemist. And there was a veteran that was on the list. And every time they'd send in, oh yeah, we have a spot open. So he's like, yeah, I'm interested. But every time they ask him for an interview, he would not show up. So everyone else who was like trying for that spot just got screwed out because they would only have the job opening open just for him because he's a veteran. So people without jobs are just getting screwed because this guy was being an asshole.
So wait, explain that to me, because if he doesn't show up for the job interview, why don't they just give it to somebody else?
Because they would only allow interviews for that person. Just because he is a veteran, he would get preferential treatment, and they would only open up the a spot for interviews for just him.
So there really wasn't a job opening. It was just that they were making room because he was a veteran?
No, there was a job opening. But every time they would close the search for applicants because he was on the list, and they would only allow him to interview for that position. So while we need a person to fill that position, he was just being fast-tracked into an interview, and he was never showing up.
That seems that's unfortunate. That is that. I'm sure that's not uncommon. I'm sure you see that a lot in the country. All right. All right. So, Chemslave, do you have anything else to talk about?
The courts in New Jersey have allowed people to use GPS devices to track cheating spouses, which is a huge invasion of privacy. This is just absolutely insane that they allow people just to track others. Oh, I think they're cheating. Let's track them.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. This is only one step away from having chips that track your every movement so that the government can find you whenever they want to. This is the epitome of Big Brother. And this is not good. As a matter of fact, I would be willing to bet that even with the serious disregard for personal liberties that we've seen in this country, that if this court ruling is challenged in a higher court, I would not be surprised to find it overturned. This is so far out of left field that it is, I can't believe that even in our compromised Gitmo Nation world that we live in, I just cannot believe that this could stand.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised if I saw something like this in Britain, where they already have cameras on every single corner. And I believe I even read that, like, around, like, George Orwell's old house, they have, like, several cameras, like, recording everyone's movements when they're in the area, which is just, like, total 1984 Big Brother, craziness.
Exactly. All right. Anything else along those lines?
Something very similar. There's a Michigan woman who's facing 93 days in jail for a vegetable garden. She decided that she wanted to save some money and grow some vegetables in her front yard, and the town decided it's like, yeah, this is not gonna fly with us. She's first they gave her a warning and then a ticket for misdemeanor because she has a vegetable garden. It's like, oh, this is bad. They even the city is like, oh yeah, this violates the city code because the front yard must consist of a suitable live plant material. It's like, what the hell does suitable mean in a front yard? Does it mean having grass or what?
Well, obviously for them it does mean that, but it seems to me that having a vegetable garden is live plant material. And I couldn't imagine how it would not be suitable, because it's not a danger to anybody. It's not blocking anything. It's not creating any smells or anything. This is, again, just like with the GPS, this is such Gitmo Nation, shut up slave, do as you're told. It is disgusting.
I wonder if this has anything to do. Maybe one of the city organizers or whatever is like has some stake in like a organic farm or in the organic farm store, like organic food stores, where it's like, yeah, you shouldn't be growing like vegetables. You should be coming to whatever crap store I have like shares in and buying vegetables from there.
Well, I absolutely think it's possible. This is only one incident, but even so, this is just awful. And that there is jail time involved in this, it is an outrage. It is an outrage that we are using our jails, or even the threat of jail time, for stupid shit like this. When we have people that don't deserve to be in jail go in jail, that reminds me of a quote, his name is John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. This is what he said: "It is more important that innocence be protected than it is that guilt be punished. For guilt and crimes are so frequent in this world that they cannot all be punished. But if innocence itself is brought to the bar and condemned, perhaps to die, then the citizen shall say, whether I do good or whether I do evil is immaterial, for innocence itself is no protection. And if such an idea as that were to take hold in the minds of the citizen, that would be the end of security whatsoever." Now that is the crux of this issue. This is the issue with our justice system in the country today. That we have people incarcerated for crimes the most trivial in nature, either marijuana or illicit plant gardens. You know, the government encouraged this in the 1940s. They were called victory gardens. You grew plants to then contribute to the war effort. The government would send them overseas and help the troops get fed. This is no different, except the troops are the people living in your home. If you can't even have the right to grow what you wish to grow in your own home, what right do you have? What right do you have to your own property? And this is another thing. This is a meme. This is a meme that John and Adam on the No Agenda Show, noagendashow.com, they have picked up on this many, many times.
Because you don't have rights, you're a slave.
Well, not only that, but this is an anti-home meme. This is to tell you, shut up, slave, you don't have any rights in your home, you don't own that home, we have the say, we tell you what happens in your home, not you. Screw you, fuck you, go live in an apartment where you don't have to worry about it.
This is starting to remind me of something else that I've been reading and watching on different shows about. On Penn and Teller's Bullshit, they were doing a thing about homeowners unions.
Yeah.
Or the Homeowners Association. And some guy, like living in, I think it was like California or somewhere, like in a hot region, he was like having problems with his garden, with his lawn. It was turning brown. He was doing all sorts of crazy stuff trying to get it to work, to be green, and it was just dying. And they sent him to jail for a day because, according to the Homeowners Association, he needed his grass to be green. So it took some guy on seeing this story on the news to get like really pissed off, and he like organized a whole bunch of people to like take apart, like, just rip out all the grass in the guy's lawn and, give him, like, put in new grass so the guy could come out of jail.
Again, This is that meme.
It is.
Don't go thinking you have the right to do what you wish with that lawn. You don't. Because Big Brother is going to tell you, no, 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 no. Every blade of grass has to be green. Every blade of grass has to be a quarter inch high. Every blade of grass has to cover the whole length of the lawn. And if that's not the case, your ass is going to jail, buddy. You're going to jail.
And it's even crazier than that. They actually dictate what type of grass you're allowed to have.
Yeah.
It's not just like just regular grass. Grass has to be specific breed.
That is just awful. And this is a meme to keep an eye on. Because you're seeing more and more of this. Governments, local governments, saying you can't have flags in your lawn. You can't have statues in your lawn. You can't, you can't have gardens in your lawn. They're going to be saying you can't live on the lawn. You can't do this, you can't do that. This is an attempt to control the populace. This is an attempt to get the slave to say, you know what, this isn't worth it anymore, I'm going to go into an apartment. Alrighty. Well, my blood is sufficiently pumped from that. I don't know about you, but that is really disgusting. Now, I know a lot of us are geeks. John and Adam have legitimate geek cred. And the No Agenda show sometimes touches on technology, but John and Adam and other ventures have lent their expert voice to the technology ideas of the day. So I don't think talking about technology would be a terrible thing on these little podcasts on the No Agenda stream. And I think especially technology like the iPad would be a valid point of conversation, seeing as how it's so popular. So, Chemslave, are we going to see a new iPad in September?
Supposedly we're going to have an iPad HD.
An HD iPad? High def, huh? Wow.
Yeah, this is nuts.
What's high def about it, do you think? The screen, obviously, right?
Of course.
Yeah, it's gonna be a Retina display, right?
At least that's what they're thinking of.
That seems like that's gonna be a one hell of a display. I just don't understand how you can get that many pixels onto that big a screen and make it an affordable price. Now, the newest rumor about this is that there will be an iPad HD. It will not replace the iPad 2, however. It'll stand on its own as a pro model iPad meant for video professionals. It would be released in conjunction with tablet optimized Final Cut Aperture, things like that. And it would be targeted to a professional audience, meaning that the price would not necessarily have to begin at $500. Or would not necessarily even have to begin at 830, which is the high-end iPad price. It could be a $1,000 tablet potentially, meant for a niche audience. The thing
is, I'm totally skeptical about that.
Absolutely, because iPad was supposed to be consumer oriented. iOS in general was the operating system for the masses. The operating system you didn't have to think about, the operating system that Granny could use and the technophile could use at the same time. And to then bifurcate that into pro and consumer models seems totally antithetical to what Apple's whole world view is. These are consumer products. The article that we're talking about can be found on thisismynext.com. Great guys. They used to be at Engadget. I believe they're the heart and soul of Engadget. And when they left, I think it did irreparable harm to Engadget. No offense to Engadget fans out there. But I just love these guys. I trust them. I trust them. Josh Topolsky is one of the best tech luminaries in the business, in the news business, at least. And I trust his sources. I trust him. But still something does not seem to ring true about this. I cannot believe that a new iPad would be released just 6 months after the iPad 2, when the iPad 2 has only this week begun to match demand, has only this week begun to ship immediately. It doesn't seem logical. It doesn't seem like something Apple would do. What do you think?
This might be some type of like trying to get the people to think, talk about something else. Maybe they're getting too close to with the iPhone rumors, or they're trying to throw in something else just to screw with our perception of what's actually going to be released.
Yeah, let's talk about that. There's going to be a new iPhone in September as well, right?
Yes, supposedly.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious because of the new operating system coming out. New operating system versions, and when I say that, I mean iOS 2, 3, 4, and 5. iOS 2, 3, and 4. They have always been released in conjunction with new iPhone hardware. It is inconceivable to me that iOS 5 would not follow that same trajectory and be introduced with a new iPhone. The question is, everybody expects there to be a new iPhone. Apple will not go 2 years without refreshing the model somewhat. So, the question is, what kind of phone are we going to get? Are we going to get an iPhone 4S, which is an iPhone 4 with a speed bump and nothing else, or hardly anything else? Or are we going to get the iPhone 5, which is a total redesign?
Well, the rumors have just been mostly focusing on there just being subtle like fixes to the current model.
Well, you would have been right up until like a month ago. But there has been a big, big push now for the complete redesign. And the idea is that it's going to be thinner, it's going to be lighter. It might have, like, an edge-to-edge screen. And people seem to think that if this is not the iPhone 5 or the 4S, that it could be, like, an iPhone mini. Fabled mini iPhone for less expensive audiences.
I would hope there would be more of a mini or for less expensive, like, audiences, because any type of, like, people trying to figure out how this would look just makes it look so ugly.
Oh yeah, the rendering on This Is My Next is awful. And I don't know who did it, I'm not blaming anybody at This Is My Next, but that is just terrible. And Apple would never... People, you gotta go to thisismynext.com, and it's one of the top stories. As of right now, it's the top story. That iPhone is fugly. That is just terrible. Apple would never, never put that out. Now, I do think there's a possibility you might get the same type of backing that you have on the iPad, which is what they have in this mock-up, but I do not think that the front would be that radically different. For those of you that are not seeing this picture, the top and bottom black bars on the front of the iPhone, where the home button and the speaker is, they're not the same size. The top black bar is thin and small, and the bottom one is thick with this redesigned home button that's supposedly meant for gestures. It doesn't. That just doesn't make any sense to me, and I highly doubt this mock-up. And I think it's stupid to do any sort of mock-ups because they're always wrong. They are always, always wrong.
Well, as we're talking about technology, I have a small rant to give.
Okay, hit me.
Last week or two, like a week and a half ago, I bought myself a new Samsung 23-inch monitor, and they have these stupid capacitive touch buttons on it for the power and for switching between like sources. It's like, who the hell would make capacitive touch buttons where when I'm looking at the screen right now, I don't even know where the button is. So I'm like, anytime I want to turn the thing on, I actually either have to use the remote that it comes with or sort of like trying to remember where the hell the button was supposed to be and just sort of blindly like move my finger across the bottom edge of my monitor.
Yeah, there's a big backlash against capacitive buttons in the Android space. Now, I'm holding in my hand my glorious, big, sexy hand, the Nexus.
Oh boy.
The Nexus One. The Nexus One is what people consider the original Google phone. It is the original Google phone, but there was a developer phone before then, the G1, the T-Mobile G1 that Google also used. But the Nexus One is still a venerable phone, and it has these capacitive touch buttons along the bottom. All Android phones have four capacitive touch buttons. Now, they're in totally random orders. There is no agreement whatsoever on the placement of these things. And they always suck. They always, always suck. You always have to press, like, above them to hit them right. And you can't feel around. There is a huge backlash against these capacitive buttons. And as a matter of fact, some of the brand new Android phones that you're seeing are starting to do away with them and start to rely more on on-screen menus. And I think you'll see in the next 10 years these capacitive touch buttons kind of go out of fad, go out of fashion. They seem to be people trying too desperately hard to be futuristic.
It's the only time I've ever actually seen a capacitive touch button to actually be nice and good is on an Xbox 360. That thing just works. Because you can see it, because it's a round silver button.
You mean the new generation one?
Yes, the new generation one, the black, sleek black, sexy ones.
Because to be honest with you, I wasn't aware that was capacitive. The original Xbox 360 that was a real button. You pushed that baby in, and that thing that went in a little bit.
The sexy thing, you just touch it, and it works.
All right, it just works. This was a good discussion. Let's do it again sometime. And how about next week?
I think that works.
All right. Okay, see ya.
Yep, sayonara.